and Minutes of Superheroes with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, as I usually am, and Jick is on the line as well.
We could be superheroes.
Just for one, just one day. Super day.
What kind of superheroes were you thinking about?
No, the kind that you would find at Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, it kind of snuck up on me. I didn't realize until fairly late in the afternoon today that the booth setup is actually tomorrow.
Huh.
So, yeah.
I didn't realize that we get to set up the booth on Tuesday, or I probably wouldn't have changed my flight, but I would have felt even more good about not having to help set up the booth.
Setting up the booth is really a two-man job. Like, a third person ends up just always getting in the way.
Hmm.
And, it's good having people in to... We kind of do the, like, guerrilla-style move-in where we throw our feces at each other. And
I was going to say you start with sunshine in a bag. And
yeah. You're theoretically not supposed to move in until Wednesday. And then, like, we kept seeing this stuff about how if you got an appointment, you could move in early. But then we realized... Every time we went to get the badges, we were like, you know, there is not a goddamn thing stopping us from just carrying our shit in there right now. All of the rules apply to people who are, like, having the... I forget what their Teamsters are called. The Freeman, maybe?
No,
they're too busy trying to terraform San Diego.
I was going to say, the guys with the bright blue eyes?
Yeah.
Or purple? Blue?
Once a year, they come out of their sieges and start driving forklifts around the convention center. So I think it's the Freeman is what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're using them, if you're like, you know, most of the people who exhibit at Comic-Con do not just drive a pickup truck with their collapsible booth in it,
right,
the way that we do. So they you know, ship a couple pallets of shit and the Freeman drop it off at their booths and then they go in and set their booths up. But yeah, like we just realized there's absolutely nothing stopping us. Like we just like, yep, security just looks at us. So mm-hmm. It's like, well, if we weren't supposed to be there, or we were supposed to have some sort of special dispensation to load in on Tuesday, it seems like one of these 100 people would say something to us.
You should and if anybody does, just tell them you're the Kwisatz Haderach.
That's true. I can use the voice on them.
It really seems like all of the rules at Comic-Con for presenters, or booth people, are designed for people who wish to follow them.
Yeah, you know, it's the same shit every year. Like, the forms that they send us after the due date for the forms,
right,
you know, like, and the, you know, the forms that they just ignore, like, I don't know. We were bitching about this a little bit last week on the Thursday show, and like, you know, but the benefit is, like, we can just do whatever the fuck we want, and they don't care. Like, it is such a chaotic thing, and it is just seemingly run by the biggest, most inept group of retards that has ever managed to actually gather together in one place the same time every year for 40 years. Like, I don't know, man.
I don't know. I believe maybe that the rules are made by somebody who never actually sees what happens on the floor of the thing. So
yeah,
they just tell that guy that, you know, they kind of gather around this old dude in a wheelchair and he goes, nobody's loading their booths in on Tuesday, right? Like, no, nobody did that. Everybody has appointments for set times for their autograph signings, right? Yes, Grandpa, they do. Yes. Nobody's got their signs up too high, do they? No, Grandpa, no, they don't.
Yeah, that whole signs thing just bit us in the ass. You know, like, you got to file for a variance, which, you know, I feel like what you do is you fill out a form and then they file it in the trash can and ignore everything that everybody says. So we got our sign that is 10 feet tall this year. But we can make it 8 feet tall if they come and yell at us. It's a modular design for exactly that purpose. It is a machine that is built to break the rules at Comic-Con.
For a similar thing, we actually have Lyenia, who's almost 6 feet tall, but she can be made to be 4 feet tall.
Yeah. All she has to do is sit down on this specially designed piece of furniture that we've created.
Apparently that was a feature of The Last Temptation of Christ. My wife saw that movie, and I declined to do it after she told me about it, but apparently Jesus invented the chair.
Oh, yeah?
There's a scene where Jesus the carpenter is building this table that's, like, normal table height so that he can have the Last Supper at it. And his mother says, you know, nobody's going to be able to reach that table when they're sitting on the floor. And Jesus is like, ha ha ha, I've also built this other new thing, and it's a chair.
Wow, really?
Yep, Jesus invented chairs.
I have a hard enough time. Like, I don't think I would watch The Last Temptation of Christ, because after Boondock Saints, I don't think I will ever watch any movie ever again that has Willem Dafoe in it. That, man, that movie was fucking bullshit.
I thought that the first half of the movie was interesting. And then the last half of the movie was bullshit. Kind of set up this really interesting premise and kind of badassery going on, and then just kind of blew all that away.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be interesting if these guys just took guns and killed everybody who was breaking the law? Turns out, no, it kind of wouldn't. Like,
it would just get gayer and gayer as the minutes passed.
What would the ramifications of that be? We don't know.
You done anything exciting since last we spoke?
Let's see, it's been 2 weeks. You'd think there'd be something. Yeah, this weekend was all about weddings, man. We had an engagement party and a bridal shower on Saturday, which thankfully I didn't have to go to the bridal shower, but then after, on Sunday, there was a reception for people who got married out of town. Just celebrated three different couples last weekend. It made me feel really, like, old and suburban. It's like, yeah, everybody's getting married. Everybody's getting...
You already have a kid, man.
I know.
A Nicole kid, man.
This is my Nicole kid, man. Nicole Kidman.
We've just been tying up loose comic con ends here, eating delicious meals. We're going out to see some of Riff's high school buddies tonight at an Irish pub, where I hope to eat some roast beefs. They still haven't put up my appearance on the Adam Carolla podcast. Every night I reload the website thing, and I wonder if I'm going to show up on there today, or there's every possibility that this could still just turn out to be like a joke.
So you recorded the whole thing, and you're like, you know what, we're not even going to air that, because fuck that guy. That'll be hilarious.
No, the one thing that I can take some solace in is that even if he absolutely hated me, he is way too lazy to do an extra hour of work just because he hated somebody. So, they'll use it.
Did it go well?
I thought it was fun, you know. Like it was definitely entertaining enough to listen to, and like, I don't know. Like you can sometimes tell if he's like not into a guest because it'll just be a lot shorter than average. And mine was like average-ish length. So
groovy,
you know.
But I see that the last two shows are Adam and Ralph Garman and Adam and Jeff Garlin. So when he puts it up, it's going to be Adam and Zach Garbin.
Yeah. I'll have to change my last name to Garbin.
Mm-hmm. And you would, of course.
Yeah, of course, of course. You know, I'll go to any lengths for a joke. I came out here planning on watching a whole lot of Buffy, but I didn't. I only watched three.
I had the intent to play through the Ghostbusters game for the Wii today, and that kind of failed, too.
Is it any good?
It's fucking hard to control.
Yeah.
Just like every Wii game, because they think that targeting on the Wii is this kind of pinpoint precision thing. Like, you have this pointer that you can point at the screen, so of course, you know, you can get down to the pixel when you're aiming at something, but you can't. So you have to aim at the ghost, and you wrap the proton beam around it, and then it gives you an arrow direction to swing the ghost to bash it into stuff. And when you do that, you lose your lock on it, and you gotta hit it again. When you got it sufficiently beat up, then you swing the nunchuck to roll the trap out, and you lower the ghost into the trap, which works if you're the right distance away from the ghost and the right distance away from the trap, and you can lower your remote enough without having it go off the screen.
Right.
So it's like, I want to play this game. This game does not want me to play it.
Yeah, I've not heard very much good stuff about the game in general, and it makes me kind of sad. You know, when I watched that guy playing at a Comic-Con last year, like, I watched a guy just sit there for 5 minutes trying to figure out what the fuck to do now that he had the ghost beat up and lassoed in his proton pack.
I'd be interested to see how it plays on either of the two other consoles. Because the Wii version, they dumbed down the graphics, which is kind of neat. You're playing, like, caricatures of the guys instead of the, like, weird Uncanny Valley almost got it realistic thing. So that's cool looking, but... Man, the controls are jankety.
You know, it seemed neat to watch. Like, you know, there's all kinds of books flying around when the library poltergeist is there. It did seem like they really went out of their way to incorporate scenes and ghosts from the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I just chased Slimer through the hotel, and after I beat the boss at the end of the hotel, the next thing was the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man was outside.
That seems a little... I don't know.
It looks really interesting. I wish that it were easier to control. I'm going to try it a little more. It wasn't, like, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix bad. So, control-wise. So, we'll get another shot.
Did you see the new Harry Potter movie?
No, I haven't yet.
I never saw the previous one. And I don't know. I understand it.
You should see Order of the Phoenix. Order of the Phoenix is good.
Was it?
Yeah. So you want to get into some questions? Boop.
Halfway through the first section of these, Data Vortex says, so I hung out with MC Frontalot and Whitey Cracker this weekend. Got any news you want to announce about the KOLCon performers? MC Frontalot, as far as I know, is definitely on. We've got his tickets and everything. I don't know what else is happening with anybody else, though. We might end up... I think they're going to try and do, like, an acoustic set, which will be interesting.
They should do an acoustic set of somebody else's music.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
MC Frontalot presents Nirvana Unplugged.
Yeah, just doing an acoustic version of Nevermind in its entirety.
Well, for some reason, what I immediately pictured was him singing the Meat Puppets cover, Lake of Fire.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be suited to his vocal talents, which are considerable, as he demonstrated at karaoke last year. If we do the karaoke thing again and he comes, you should join us.
Okay. I think that the problem was that I was just tired and hungover when the karaoke thing was happening last year.
Yeah, that is after the most intensive night for you.
Yeah, that day has a tendency to be more than 24 hours long. Let's see. Jellyfish Annihilator says, I'm also wondering if you could ever be emotionally attached to llamas. I'm emotionally attached to the, Llama.
I'm emotionally attached to the Dalai Lama. We're tight. We hang out.
Stuart says, could you make it so that the Sabertooth Lime Naughty Sorceress Familiar is 100% encounter on a first ascension so that newbies going straight into hardcore don't get daily dungeon screwed? Did you read that forum thread?
No, I think I missed that one.
Alright, so here's the problem this guy encountered. He started a character... His first ascension was a hardcore ascension. He encountered the lime in the tower and had not gotten a potato on his first run. Mm. And so then stuck in hardcore, needing to get the right kind of luck in the daily dungeon to get the potato sprout out of whatever chest drops the potato sprout.
Mm.
You know, I think about this sometimes. Like, it is a little weird that the familiars that we think of as people who, you know, the people who made the game and, you know, the core familiars are sort of obscure. They're sort of hard to get, and there's not a lot of signposting for them. I don't really think that the fact that every once in a while this whole hardcore with no potato thing happens to somebody is really enough of a reason to change anything. But in general, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about, like, you know, the lime Where is the Sabertoothed Lime monster? Is that in the Daily Dungeon?
Yeah.
I was curious as to whether or not anybody ever sees that, and then it would definitely occur to them once they got some saber teeth to try and combine it with a lime. The fairy is a little weird.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I know how to get the fairy right now. I think that's something that's changed since the early days.
No, it hasn't. I don't think. I think you still just cook the gravy with the mushroom. I believe at this point you get both of those items out of the haiku dungeon.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like for a new player, at least at that point, like you're going through, you go to this haiku dungeon, you encounter two new items in this one new zone that you've discovered that are both cookable, you're probably going to try to cook them together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that one I don't think is that big of a deal. It is a little weird that, like, you know, the potato sprout we don't think of as being, like, hard to get, right?
Yeah.
There are just tens of or hundreds of thousands of them in the mall at minimum mall price. But it's like every day you have a 1 in 9 chance of being able to get one if you're going through the Daily Dungeon. Like, right. That's where that comes from. I don't think it was always like that. I don't know exactly why it was done that way in the first place.
Do you suppose that in addition to giving you your quests, maybe the council could nudge those? Like
right now we've got them nudged in fortune cookies, right? Mm-hmm. Like I think anytime you don't have one of those familiars and a fortune cookie doesn't have anything else useless to tell you, doesn't want to waste any more of your time, then there are fortunes for creating or finding the 5 familiars.
Mm-hmm.
I forget how you get the goat.
The goat is goat cheese plus anti-cheese.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. We were pretty clever 5 years ago.
It's entirely possible, though, like, for people to just forget about the shore. Or not be aware of it.
Yeah, I mean, the shore was, like, a huge big deal back then, and everybody had a billion anti-cheeses.
Yeah, I guess the minimum requirement we can make of people is that they click around on the map.
Yeah.
And if you get to the shore and you see that you're going to have some traveler rewards if you keep going, then I guess that's within the scope of things.
Yeah.
And you are going to have to, if you don't check the wiki, you may end up having to look at other people's terrariums to see what's out there.
Yeah, which I think is fine, you know, because, I mean, you can also... The other thing is, something that we don't often think about is, like, you know, you can go to the flea market and get a goat or a potato sprout or whatever really cheap at level 3.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like you get, once you realize that there are familiars, you're like, oh, wow, this is really cool, and that's the kind of thing that a lot of new players would go to the flea market and just buy a bunch of stuff without knowing what it was if it was cheap. It would be really awesome if I could, like, have some kind of temporary amnesia. Right? If I could approach the game just not knowing anything about it.
Uh-huh.
And play through it, see what I feel like about it, and then suddenly pop back. Maybe if I just got really, really drunk and tried...
That's your answer to everything.
Yeah. It's the answer to everything. I didn't make the world, you know? Like, I just live in a world in which getting really, really drunk is the answer to everything.
In a world where getting really drunk is the answer to everything.
One man had the courage to ask a question every day.
Lilac says, I feel that almost all the Tower Familiars are very arcane to new players, and you shouldn't have to look at other terrariums for it. But he adds that the tower monsters flat out give you a spoiler after X number of defeats. So,
yeah, the familiars do not, right?
Perhaps they should, because we have that. We only have the one kind of obscure clue that I threw in there.
Yeah, it's, you know, if only you had something with a harder shell or whatever. Like, you know, the barnacle just drops, so I feel like everybody's going to end up with one of those. It's also weird that we think of the barnacle as a core. Like that.
Yeah.
The one person... So people had numerous suggestions on how to, like, fix this problem for this guy. Like, and I don't honestly know. Like, when people say drop hardcore is not a solution, mm-hmm. I just kind of want to hit them, because fucking yes, it is. You know? Like,
For your first hardcore run, yes.
But, you know, people say, well, no, I want 100% of all of my Ascension records ever to be in hardcore. Well, okay, so you can just keep trying, right? You're not actually stuck. The solution to this problem is either keep playing until you get the sprout or drop hardcore, right? And then next time, this won't happen to you. And you'll remember that mistake that you made as a newbie and feel extra confident in your abilities now. But they had also talked about, you know, if the sorceress, when she was sending one of her giant familiars at you, was described as having had her five familiars, you know,
uh-huh.
and picking one of them from the lineup and sending it at you, then maybe you would at least know that those familiars existed.
Right.
Because you would recognize that, you know, one of them, maybe she always had a mosquito. Right, that she never sent at you, but it just said she had a mosquito. Mm-hmm. Or wait, is there a mosquito?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, so she has a mosquito. I don't remember anything about this game. Except that I still don't like the Sorcerer's Quest.
I still don't like the riddles, and every time I ascend, I want to rewrite them, but I always fail.
Maybe we just rewrite the Sorcerer's Quest such that it doesn't have those riddles anymore. Just get rid of it. Let's just burn it to the ground, man. Burn it to the ground.
And what we should do is, instead of fighting the sorceress for a while, you just get a note that says, we're going to finish this quest real soon.
Yeah. Yeah, we could leave that for, like, a year.
Sure.
How long was that there?
It was there for almost a year. Because we had conceived of Ascension, and then it got a whole lot bigger, and ended up way better for the longer that it took to develop it.
Yeah.
Bloody Stupid Johnson says, I think there ought to be a brown coat in game as a reference to Firefly. There is a Firefly reference in the Seaside Megalopolis.
Yeah. That was pretty good. All of that stuff was pretty good. The Darmok and Jalad at Tanagra thing was awesome. Makes me want to make a space game just so we can have the Hipsterians in it as either playable race or...
You have not seen the last of the Hipsterians. That would be great if there was a... Say we have a sci-fi game, we have Hipsterian as a race, and they have their own chat channel that's aggressively moderated. So if you ever say something just completely normal.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, that wasn't a song lyric. Banned.
Except you'd have to... The mods themselves would have to express that in terms of pop culture references.
Yeah.
So you're like that guy on that one episode of that show... where those guys were supposed to always talk in pop culture references, who said something that wasn't a pop culture reference.
We'd have to figure out who the guy is that gets killed in that episode, because one of them ends up getting killed, and just what his name is, and that's what the mods could say when they ban somebody.
Right. T. Coop says, I know it's an inch-mile thing, but make Grudge into one non-combat with three choices. It's not like missed classes are overpowered or anything. You know, I'm letting that discussion play out to see what happens. We may end up further tweaking the bathroom if it ends up not actually solving the problem that we set out to solve. Bah. I'm coming to you tonight from a prone position because I snuck off into the bedroom here because this apartment's full of people.
Ah.
So I'm laying in bed wearing some nice lingerie.
Are you lying in bed like Brian Wilson did? Because I don't think Brian Wilson wore lingerie.
I don't know. I don't know anything about the ways in which Brian Wilson lied in bed.
No, the way he lied in bed was like, hey, I've totally got a 12-inch dick.
Seems like that would be a pretty quick lie to get caught in.
Especially if you're already in bed.
Yeah. I know he thought you couldn't lie in a pool. Because you would drown. I'm sorry, you couldn't lay in a pool. I can never fucking remember which one is which, man. And I'm always like, all self-conscious about it when I'm talking to you.
And one of these days, I'll send you my flyer if I can find it again.
Now I lay me down to sleep.
Yeah, but in that case, you're the subject and the object.
Right. So now I laid a teddy bear on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I lied down next to it.
No, then I lay down next to it. Past tense of lie is lay. The past tense of lay is laid.
Right.
Just because it's dumb doesn't mean that we shouldn't know it. Not know. Isn't it true that this didn't not fail to entertain you?
Pixie Stick says, Happy Tuesday! It'd be cool if we could meat paste a dang. We could use it on people whining in chat. It would put italicized phrases at the end of their statements like, why me? I don't think I get the why me thing.
If we made a dang, then if you cast it at somebody, it would just take a rope and hang them. And that's just going to turn into KKK griefing.
I don't get it.
There's this old country song, dang me, why don't you take a rope and hang me?
Oh, I see. Not like pour me another drink.
Right.
I've been going into chat on Kongregate and telling everybody the joke that my first girlfriend made up, which is knock knock.
Who's there?
Kenny.
Kenny who?
Kenny Rogers. And nobody thinks it's funny.
That's odd.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Sirendiri says, Sirendiri says, just wanted to say that I really like the Wampus Hunt. The shout out to Zarf and the trophy is a mark of true class. Well, I like that Zarf dude. I'm sad that we never ended up getting to meet him when there was a vague KOL connection and we were in the same town as him several times. Let's see. Shiverwarp says, I checked the Twitter, but I don't have an account or anything there. Followers aren't necessarily the number of people checking it. It's weird to me that our number of Twitter followers just keeps going up.
Especially because I keep forgetting to post stuff in there.
Yeah. No kidding, you do. Steve Moyer comes in once a week or once every 2 weeks to post something, but it's usually just me and hot stuff. It's like, there it goes.
Like, I never do anything. I never do anything exciting during the week, you know. My updates where you guys are like, we went rock climbing and we did mushrooms in the desert and licked Jesus. Mine would just be, I just put the baby down for a nap and now I'm in my office smoking the hookah. And I could just set that on a macro.
Right.
And have it run every day at around 9. So
every day is exactly the same.
But the other thing I could do is I'm writing some stuff and I probably shouldn't tell you what it is yet, you know.
Yeah, and now that is true. Like you tend to be doing stuff that you can't really talk about.
That's not scary. Just
masturbating all the time.
Dr. Rotel says, I'll be going to Comic-Con. How would I find you guys there? Do we know what our booth number is?
Not to put
you on the spot.
let me find it on some of the printed material that I put together.
Are we in the same booth as last year?
Yeah, we are in exactly the same booth as last year.
You'll see, like, the Penny Arcade booth and the Dumbrella booth. When you see that booth, turn around and look behind you.
1431.
Yeah, 1431. Actually, don't turn around and then look behind you, because then you'll just be looking back at the Penny Arcade and Umbrella booth. But turn around and look in front of you, and you'll see a giant sword martini guy.
Yeah, we're near the Penny Arcade booth. You should be able to, if you're at the Penny Arcade booth, you should be able to see the sword and martini guy in one form or another. Now that we have our nice 10-foot-tall sign. And, by the way, I've never gone out into the desert to take mushrooms and lick Jesus.
I know. I just couldn't figure out where to go from, rock climbing and camping. And
the kind of thing that people that go rock climbing do all is also to lick Jesus, huh?
I thought
it was just a lizard.
Yeah. Apparently,
Bobby Fan says, can you give away KOL matchbooks on the sly? Because I would totally love one of those. I have wanted there to be some matches with Sword Martini Guy on them for like 5 years, and no matter how many people I tell to do that, it never happens.
We had all those matchbooks. What happened to them?
Yeah, they have the typical tavern matchbooks, but I wanted some with just those were like props for the Feelies packs.
Right.
Right. Yeah, it's like my 70s keychains. It's just not to be.
Mm.
Nobody else likes my stupid ideas.
I saw that the pretentious artist gets to have underwear.
He does?
He gets to have underwear with his pictures on it.
Mm-mm.
Underwear for the ladies. Like, hey, how come he rates underwear? Just play.
Is the stuff that he sells at least actually underwear for girls and not those stupid boy shorts?
They look like basic ladies' underwear, like the female equivalent of dudes' briefs.
Basic ladies' underwear, duda.
Yeah. You know what I figured out? So I'm never going to get the wrong number of syllables in a haiku again, because the Camptown Racist cadence is 7 syllables.
Right.
So I got that nailed down. There was another song that had 5 syllables, so I have mnemonics for 5 and 7 syllables, so I'm never going to screw up a haiku again.
You know what else? Never going to give you up had a 7 syllables.
Ah.
But yeah. I can't think of any. This might be at least marginally interesting to the listeners. You were telling me that there are various songs that you just have in your head to let you know, like, a third and a fourth and a fifth and a sixth.
Uh-huh.
Is it like Beethoven's fifth is like a third, right? Like da 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 da.
Uh-huh.
And then what's a fourth?
That's Here Comes the Bride.
Okay.
Dun,
and then
dun, dun, dun.
And then Star Wars is a sixth?
Star Wars is the fifth.
Star Wars is the fifth.
The sixth is NBC.
Oh, okay.
NBC.
Okay. And then what's the seventh?
Seventh is the original Star Wars theme. Or Star Trek theme. Bum, 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 bum.
Okay. And what about an eighth?
An eighth is an octave. It's
is it? Oh, yeah. 8 whole steps, right. Yeah, never mind. Ha ha. What about a second?
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. That's a second.
Second wouldn't have been that hard to just eyeball. Or two, earball.
Earball. Went in one eye and out the other.
Bobby Insane. Weird. It's like he's got the second half of an argument about... I see. Okay, so his thing about karma, right? Whitelist karma thing. If you were to go into a whole bunch of clans and get a whole bunch of karma, you could then go through a whole bunch of clans looting them too fast for anybody to stop you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know whether there is a real reason to not do that or not. Nami says, have you ever met Randall Monroe? Yeah. You got to actually hang out with him a bit, didn't you?
Yeah, we got to talk with him a little bit at Comic-Con last year.
You kept going out and smoking with all those kids.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
I gotta start smoking.
No, I didn't.
You went out and hung out with them while they were smoking.
Yeah, that's what I did.
I always missed them.
Yeah, there was... The one time we went out, it was me, Damien Frontalot, the dude from Goats.
John Rosenberg.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It'll be interesting this year. Like, I feel like knowing Damien a little bit better and having spent significantly more time with him in New York, it'll be I'm curious as to what it's going to be like getting to meet all the people that he knows. You know who was a cool guy was that Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Yeah, that dude is awesome.
Just a super nice dude. Fraser Crane says, speaking of money, which way would you prefer us to donate? Often?
The way where you do it three or four times a month?
PayPal is the easiest for us. Right at 42 says, what's the narrative behind Mr. Store? Well, once upon a time, there was a game that cost a lot of money to host and pay salaries of its employees, and so they added a store.
Into the kingdom rode a man. A man named Mr. Shopkeeper.
Mr. Shopkeeper, yeah. Hotaru878 says, I know you guys made a lot of new high-level content, but as a semi-frequent ascender, will there be any new content for the sluggish mid-level grind? The sluggish mid-level grind was my my least favorite MTV show in the 90s.
That was my least favorite Nine Inch Nails album, and that's saying something.
You and your Nine Inch Nails hate.
You know, a Nine Inch Nails song came on the radio the other day, and it's been long enough, and there's so much shittier music out there that I sat all the way through God Money, or Head Like a Hole, or whatever the hell. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, that's not a terrible song. I don't know why people were so into it, but, you know, comparatively speaking, you know, it's the same thing, like, if Everything Zen comes on the radio. It's like, well, at least it's not Nickelback.
Yeah, that's true. Although, I kind of like Bush.
Yeah, We went through that when we were living together. It's like, why the hell do you listen to this crap? And you're like, well, I like it.
I mean, you can't really argue with that. I mean, you did, but you can't really.
That's kind of the center of nerditry, though, is that your opinions aren't allowed to be objective.
Yeah. You know, Head Like a Hole is not even, like, close to the best song on Pretty Hate Machine.
Hmm.
And it's called Pretty Hate Machine. What an awesome name for an album.
What an awesome name for an emo band.
Yeah.
He was emo before emo was shitty. He was shitty emo before emo was shitty emo.
Kleinhoon says, Scully is right, Ween isn't very good. You, Kleinhoon, you and Scully don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
And I claim that I'm going to listen to those Ween songs that you sent me and I keep forgetting to.
Yeah, no, I mean, the thing is, the longer you put off listening to them, the less guilty I feel about taking so long to actually put them together for you.
Yeah.
Because I'd been meaning to do that for literally, like, 4 years.
Hmm.
Anyway, you know, Ween is not the best band in the world, but they are very talented musicians, and they have a huge following, and I think there's a reason for that, you know? I like Ween. Another puppet says, there should be an outfit out of boss drops. There is an outfit out of boss drops. There are lots of outfits out of boss drops, but they're all clan dungeon boss drops.
Hmm.
Been tossing around the idea of doing some stuff to make the boss fights during Ascension runs optionally more challenging and interesting and kind of tweaking the way that the boss's drops work. And it's an idea that's got some traction, but it's fraught with some peril. It's one of those things where it's like, I have this cool idea, and then everybody's all like, but this and this and this and this and this are the reasons why you can never just do anything anymore. Yeah.
It's like you're trapped by your own celebrity.
Those voices are right. Giga Shadow Foom 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 says, so why can't we cook anything delicious with brown sugar cane? Can't you cook delicious rum?
Hmm. I don't know.
I guess you cocktail craft it, not cook it.
You can make a thing where you can make bacon encrusted with brown sugar like my wife used to make.
Oh, yeah? You know, what's wrong with just bacon?
Absolutely nothing.
Like, I don't get the sweet bacon thing. I don't get bacon with maple syrup. I don't, you know.
Yeah, well, my wife said to me one day that she would make me the delicious bacon that her parents made when she was a kid. And it involved, like, liquefying brown sugar and cooking the bacon in it. And I took one bite of it and almost threw up. And it's just, you know, I'm not saying it's bad. It's just definitely not for me. So that was the first and last time that she did that.
Right.
But now you can get, like, bacon and sausages with the maple syrup flavor baked right into them. I it pisses me off so bad when I get a package of those, because I just can't. I know that I'm never going to ever make them.
Why do you get them?
Because like it's the same packaging, yeah. So by accident.
I tend to get turkey bacon these days because they never make turkey bacon that's anything weird. You know?
And except that's just, that it's made out of turkeys.
I don't know how this happened, but like turkey is essentially my favorite meat. I would always rather have turkey than chicken. I would almost always rather have turkey than beef. You know, I mean, not when I'm like eating like a steak. I wouldn't rather just eat like a turkey steak.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. You know what I don't eat enough of? Is liver. Because I totally like liver now.
I haven't had liver since my dad confessed to my mom that he didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah, like when I was 10 years old or so, I remember my dad finally owning up to the fact that he didn't like liver either. Because us kids were complaining about it, and so mom never made it after that.
That's funny. I don't know. My dad used to eat a lot of chicken livers, and I was grossed out by them when I was a kid, but then as an adult, I started eating them, and I was like, damn, these are fucking good.
I'm sure that the flavor of it would be pleasing to me now.
Yeah.
Like, I hated lamb growing up, but I'll eat me some little lamb.
I had some lamb yesterday. Big old rack of. Arago says, to Chicken Hot Stuff, my name is Joe, and yes, you totally freaked me out with the whole Joe is a brain in a jar thing on Thursday's show. Good job, guys.
Apparently, Aragos is the ghost of what's his name? Because he said Thursday's shoe.
Oh,
Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan, yeah, Jesus, wow. Why was that so hard?
I don't know, I was saying that sentence really slow, hoping that the name would pop into my head before I got to it, and it just didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting old.
Grand Oyster says, while fighting a naughty sorority nurse, I often find myself fighting her for 30 rounds in excess of 3,000 damage and losing. Bug or feature? That's a feature. That's her annoying special attack.
Is the heal.
She doesn't attack you at all. Mm-hmm. Just think of it as a non-combat. It just takes a long time and doesn't give you any benefits. Busy Bieski says, can dungeon notify /hobo when the side zones like Burn Barrel are opened? We have spent a lot of time trying to figure out a way to make that happen. Because it is not the opening, whether a side alley is open or not, is like a current state. It happening is not a discrete event. The way that, like, you turning a valve, that is a discrete event that is initiated by a player from one specific place that is then very easy for code running as that player to generate the announcement in the Clan Dungeon channel. But, you know, we had talked about, like, so the bosses have these drops that are available only if you get to them very quickly, right? And so we had talked about doing this thing that it was kind of an interesting thing that they did in some World of Warcraft dungeons where, like, let's say there was a boss in a World of Warcraft dungeon that if you beat him within 45 minutes, you got some special drops. What they would usually do to clue that in was after you'd been in the dungeon for 45 minutes, the boss would, like, yell, oh, man, I just ate the most delicious sandwich. And so when you got to him, he would no longer drop that delicious sandwich, right?
Huh.
But it's like, tricky. The thing that I think we landed on is... We would derive some benefit from having, like, a server daemon running that knew to check for things like that every 10 seconds or whatever, and announced when there had been a state change since the last time it checked. Because otherwise, the problem is, like, the Burn Barrel Boulevard opens when you've killed a certain number of hobos in the town square, right? So if there was just one guy killing hobos, we could put a bit of code in there that says, all right, if you kill a hobo, and it was the 700th hobo, or whichever one it is, you know, that unlocks Burn Barrel, then make an announcement about Burn Barrel. But the problem is, you can have multiple people doing that, right? You can have multiple people enter a fight with the hobo that killing him would... be, so whichever the first one of those is to kill a hobo actually creates the situation where the side alley is unlocked. And so you can't, like, stack it up ahead of time for that fight to generate that message, because then you end up with three. Yikes! Also, there's, like, the whole scare hobo thing, which can skip past the number that is the actual threshold for opening Burn Barrel. It's like, it's one of those things that seems like it would be really easy, but it's just totally not. And we have really yet to... We've yet to come up with a suitable solution for it. I think the having that demon running that is sort of paying attention to things and allows us to do things like... See, because that would also, like, the whole thing where... A lot of people aren't even aware of this because it just never becomes a problem. If somebody gets into a fight with one of the clan dungeon bosses and then walks away from their computer, there is code running that will kick them out of that fight eventually, so you can't grief a clan by taking up a slot in a boss fight and then preventing anybody else from fighting the boss, right? I had forgotten to do that in the slime tube, and so it was, like, happening to people where somebody would get into a fight with the boss and then log off, and then they were just screwed until rollover. And actually, even then, they were locked out because of the particular way in which that worked. But that, technically, like, if everyone was using Mafia, that would never trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to actually go in and load the Hobopolis page in order for it to check to see if that's happening. If we had this demon running, it could just check for it, which then ends up actually creating less load on the database than the current setup, and it could do that kind of announcement stuff. And we could do some interesting things. I don't know that this is, like, a great idea, but we could do a thing where, like, this boss has a special drop if you beat him within an hour of opening the dungeon, as opposed to if you beat him within 100 turns of opening the dungeon. You know, like, potentially interesting time-related things if we decided that we wanted to go for that. I feel like, you know, if, like, Hobopolis had something like that, it would just be obnoxious.
Hmm.
But it is a way to, in a way that is not particularly complicated, reward people for good coordination as opposed to just good, you know, good big numbers on their characters.
Right.
Which, you know, I really think that we hit kind of a sweet spot with Hobopolis, and that makes me pretty happy. Because, you know, people still doing it, still enjoying it, and that's pretty gratifying. But it took a long fucking time to make that dungeon.
It most definitely did.
Shifty Steve says, regarding dog poop turning white, not true. Dog poop will be white because cheap dog food companies would put chalk in the food. It bulks up the food invisibly. Show in poo.
Show in poo.
Podcast 21/3/2008. I don't know what that's about, man. All I know is... Sarah Silverman was talking on the Sarah Silverman program about, remember how dog poop used to turn white?
Yeah.
Got old. How come that doesn't happen anymore? And I do remember that from when I was a kid, but I also don't hang out around old dog poop as much as I did when I was a kid.
Man, you were hard up for entertainment when you were a kid.
Well, no, I just lived on a farm, and so the dogs would just shit in the yard, and it would stay there. There was no sense in cleaning it up when there were, you know, 10 acres of lawn. And the dog not only it piles up, it just fertilizes the lawn and eventually turns white and then goes away.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to not having dog poop all over my lawn.
Oh yeah? You're going to continue to just not get a dog?
No, we've had a dog living in the house for the last year.
Oh really?
Yeah, the Andy who lives upstairs, he has a dog.
Oh, so I did not know that.
A decently big dog, like a Labrador Retriever kind of blend. So, yeah. It's like, I think I'll mow the lawn today. No, because mowing the lawn means that first I gotta get him to pick up all the dog poop, and then I can maybe mow the lawn, and yeah. Parts of the lawn have died, and then I figure I'm obsessing over my lawn, and that's another thing that old people do, so, yeah.
Right.
I just have to stop.
You could pretend that the dog poop was some punk kids and you could just yell at it until it got off your lawn.
That's true. I don't think that would happen, though.
You don't think?
No. No matter how much I yell at the dog poop, it just stays there.
Maybe if you equipped a weirding module, you could make it so yelling at the dog poop would just disintegrate it.
Maybe I could just hire some Freeman.
You can't just mow over dog poop.
You could, but you'd...
Mow over dog poop? Now there's something leaner.
And tell Tchaikovsky the news. But, yeah, no, because you know how grass kind of comes out the back of your lawnmower and gets spread out over your shoes in the lawn? That's what would happen with the dog poo. And as much as I don't like dog poo on the floor, I like it on the
floor. I think you put your lawnmower together wrong because it usually comes out, like, the side and doesn't, you know. Yeah. I don't know, man. You should get some of that spray from that Jack Black movie.
Yeah. Wow, I think you're the only one who remembers that.
No, I was actually thinking about it because I just saw a reference to it on a website today.
Oh. So you're one of two guys.
Yeah. Sure enough. Ferdy Wood says, implement a new ring in the Dungeons & Dooms app group, The Ring, that if you look at it, your account gets deleted after 7 days, and you get an email saying that your account's been deleted. Of course, with normal validation of the account info to stop griefing. This way, accounts that a player doesn't want to get rid of can get deleted now that the auto-delete timer has been removed. Yeah, no.
I still find it really strange that people are just clamoring to have people have their accounts deleted.
Well, I think they're clamoring for other people to have a way to get their accounts deleted because they want their names.
Yeah.
LOTE says, hey, can Clicking Mall please go straight to the search for section with an option to just go to the main mall showing a bunch of stores? Yeah, I keep going. I'm finding that driving me nuts now. Anyway. Also, so. No Moshing says, you guys should have the next content familiar drop DaVinci Codeine, which would unlock areas where you can join and accept quests from secret societies mocking conspiracy theories. Maybe there could be some sort of wars between those secret societies.
Yeah. We should just have a content familiar that creates an account on SSW for you.
That'd be pretty funny, actually. And yeah, this is the most content of any June familiar we've ever done. Bigglesworth says, can we please have a picture instead of a no-pick.guy for the stone basket when we get the ancient bronze token? Maybe the stone basket could have a picture of Ed on it. He is my favorite of all the bosses. Undying indeed. I think that is now the only no-pick.guy left in the game, so I really probably should, Harag said, shouldn't more Tempuramancy dishes have awesome effects? I think they all have awesome effects.
Do some of them have effects that are not awesome, or do some of them not have effects?
I think they all have effects. He's probably saying that some of the effects are not awesome.
I see.
I wonder if he would use those, Oh, wow. Savalt says, Jick, how excited are you about Daisy Fuentes Pilates for the Wii? Pretty fucking excited about it now that I know about it.
My enthusiasm for that knows no bounds.
Hell yeah. I'm going to open that tab and look at it. Yeah, Daisy Fuentes Pilates.
Isn't Daisy Fuentes, pushing 50 now?
I don't know. It's just a joke. One time, this girl that I was dating got mad at me and said, you would totally leave me for Daisy Fuentes. I was like, there's no way that that would ever come up.
Right.
And that was apparently the wrong answer. I don't know, let's see how old Daisy Fuentes is. I think she's probably in her late 30s.
I like the Larry Miller thing. You say, when you see a hot woman on TV or something, and the woman you're with says, would you leave me for that girl? And we say, no, no, no. But what we're thinking is, I would kill you for that girl.
I guess she's 42.
Okay, so she's pulling 40. She's not pushing 50.
But yeah. She's from Cuba. I'm surprised they let her into the country. So you know what's going to happen, Mr. Skullhead?
We're going to take a musical break.
Oh, fine.
Well, no, what's going to happen? Sorry.
So Obama's going to lift the embargo with Cuba, and then they're going to fucking outlaw cigars. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
This year. it is surprising to me that, you know what, it is actually not surprising to me. Well, I was going to say, it is a little surprising to me that there hasn't been more outrage about this, like, FDA tobacco stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because, like, effectively, I think that, like, later this year, you're no longer going to be able to buy cloves.
Right. That is part of it, yeah.
And, like, it seems like, I don't know, it seems like you would have seen something about that, right? It seems like someone would be complaining about what's about to happen.
I'm wondering what that means for shisha, honestly.
Yeah, because it's flavored tobacco, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder, you know, I wonder what it's going to do to cigars.
Well, that that was a specific target, though, was the, like, grape-flavored Philly Blunts and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, there is not going to be a law against grape-flavored rolling papers, which is effectively what grape-flavored Philly Blunts are.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, nobody fucking smokes those.
Mm.
They just fill them with weed and smoke the weed.
I don't know if I want any grape-flavored weed. Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of pissed to see that of all of the things that Obama's trying to get through Congress, that's the one that got done. Like, they're still wrangling about climate change and energy policy, and they're still wrangling healthcare endlessly. But now we got the tobacco thing done. We put more useless regulations on a fucking legal product that you have to choose whether you want to use it or not.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I think, like, in my mind, what the main thing is, like, think of the children, right? You know, like, so no kids would ever start smoking if there weren't vanilla-flavored Camel. You know, because, yeah, no kids fucking smoked Lucky Strikes in the 50s.
Right.
Like, they should just listen to Malcolm Gladwell. Kids smoke because smoking is cool. And smoking is cool because adults don't want you to do it. So, wanting them not to smoke more is not going to make them smoke less. It's going to make them smoke more.
Hmm.
Right? I don't know that I necessarily agree with his proposal for a solution to that, which is, you know, it's demonstrated that there is a certain amount of nicotine that if you consume it, you will probably become addicted to nicotine. Right? And there is a certain number of cigarettes that most people smoke when they're experimenting with cigarettes. And if you reduce the amount of nicotine in cigarettes to the point where most people are not going to smoke enough cigarettes to become addicted to nicotine, then you will reduce it without anybody having to actually not experiment with cigarettes when they're 17. And when experimenting with cigarettes is arguably a sort of exercise of a very valuable human trait, which is sort of novelty seeking and pushing against boundaries and questioning authority, during adolescence, right? So, like,
yeah, but I think that the social stigma is starting to swing the other way, so that it's getting to be that it's not cool to smoke anymore, because kids are more dialed into the fact that it's not healthy and it's addictive and it's, you know, so there are fewer kids that are starting smoking, and that's just simply because the peer pressure is starting to swing the other way.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe they should, you know what kills me is the rating system, talking about how movies with smoking in them should always be rated R. It's like, maybe instead of that, we should just have every time somebody in the movies smokes, they just immediately get shot in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or only the doofiest, perviest, weird people in movies get to smoke.
Right. Or as soon as you take a puff, as soon as a character takes a puff of a cigarette, he is just immediately consumed from within by a giant black blob of cancer.
Yeah, and if he blows that smoke at someone next to him,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, then they're immediately... Well, actually, they're not consumed until they get home and spread it to all of their family members through their clothes, the third-hand smoke. Anyway, we should take a little break and so I can eat a little dinner. We'll be back in about 16 minutes.
In 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley. I can see my baby tonight. So, Riley. running from the cold up in New England. I was born to be a feather in an old town string band. My baby plays a guitar, a big banjo now. North country winters keep forgetting me, and I lost my money playing poker, so I had to wipe and lay. But I ain't no turning back. Little lad don't laugh no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toke. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So wreck me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Wreck me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
Till the bow got broke, I had to drink from the laughing cup. Stood on the banks till the river rose up. I saw the bride in a wedding gown. I was in the house when the house burned down. We'll be right back.
in the parlor with a moon across her face. And through the music he sweetly did play. So but we got that sparkle all day, made for his lover who's closing and choking with her hands across her face. And in the dark we will take off our clothes and they'll be slicing fingers through the notches in your spine. And when all is breaking, everything that you could keep inside. Now your eyes ain't moving now, they just lay there in there. Thank you.
see. I called school this morning when it occurred to me that life's just a mood ring we're not allowed to see. And this is what it said to me. My room is really small with rubber lines on the walls, and the sun always calling my name. Because I'm alone, and because I'm not home, and because I'm stuck out in the rain. I'm insane, I'm insane, I'm insane, I'm insane. You swingers, don't you try to tag along. I don't monkey see, but the monkey's dead. For you it would be wrong. Put a dime in my jukebox, you'd only hear this song. And it won't be fun alone. Because my room's completely small, with rubber lines on the walls, and there's someone always calling my name. Because I'm alone, and because I'm not home, and because I'm stuck out in the rain. I'm insane, I'm insane, I'm insane, I'm insane. Thank you. Thank you. My room's totally small with rubber lines on the walls, and the sun's always calling my name.
And we're back, and I'm the worst DJ ever, but everybody already knew that.
Oh, I've heard worse DJs than you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
A DJ from Full House was worse than you.
That's true. So, for some reason, every time I go into the living room on our music break on my show these days, my wife is watching some show on ABC Family. And
yeah.
This time it was a show that featured Candace Cameron of Full House fame. But they're all, it's always just like, here are six teenagers who always talk about having sex with, you know, they talk about the topic with their parents. I didn't mean to say they're always talking about having sex with their parents, but they're always talking with their parents about how much sex they have. That's pretty much the entirety of every show on ABC Family. I just saved you having to watch it.
Yeah, thank you. No, that's cool. I'm glad that I didn't have to see that.
Just picture like eight teenagers all going, "Hey, Dad, I had a whole lot of sex last night." "Really, son? I had a whole lot of sex last night too." "That's awesome, Dad. Was it with Mom?" "No."
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Was that actually how it went?
Pretty close. There's like
Trent JD says, "A white Russian is just Kahlua and vodka. It's a white Russian without the milk. I mean, a black Russian is just Kahlua and vodka."
Right.
Sorry. You know, I'm even more confused. I always thought black Russians had coffee in them.
No, just Kahlua. Black Russian's a true cocktail, and then it only has booze in it.
Right. Wait, that's a true... In order for something to be a true cocktail, it has to only have booze in it?
So a
splash of Coke renders a Long Island iced tea no longer a cocktail?
I don't make the rules. I make up the rules.
Melon Held says, "Hey guys, this one's been bugging me for a while. For the strung up quartet in the ballroom, why, when you get it again, you have to remember which option you picked. Feature?" You know, now choice adventures are so much more flexible than they were when I did the strung up quartet that it would be pretty trivial to add a line that said what song they were playing, and so I've made myself a note to do that one of these days.
As you've requested, they're still in the middle of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. He says, "Make the auto hit for lunging thrust mag and thrust mag work for either just clubs in general or two-handed weapons in general." Yep. Inch mile. Rickett says, "Jake, can you please make the furry suit's tattoo look less like you added an L to a smiley face in MS Paint?" Yes. Yeah, no. I will do that, but not right now because I don't have a mouse. Because I'm in bed, and I don't have a mouse in my bed because I'm afraid that it would eat all of my crackers.
Are you afraid that it would eat up all your crackers and your licorice, though?
Yeah, yes.
Are you afraid of a mouse that is also Humpty Hump?
Yeah. Phonic says, what's the reference to Gary wanting his 50 meat in the that gives preternatural greed? Would you please explain it?
I don't know anything about that, do you?
Yeah, I don't either. I think Riff wrote that. Hurricane says, why is there no file of physicalness? We had an idea for something that we were going to do with that. And I don't remember. Oh, shit. Xanmator says, you got rid of SitePimp. I've been using it to log in for so long, I presumed the game was down. That was the best April Fool guys you ever did. April Fools you guys ever did. Bring back SitePimp. I totally forgot about SitePimp when I moved all the hosting over. Huh. I hope somebody has a copy of that somewhere.
I didn't know that was still...
We still own the domain. Yeah, I mean, it was just sitting there.
Did we forget? It would be great if we forgot to renew the domain and it got taken over by GoDaddy or some shit.
Yeah.
You can just see how observant our player base is.
How weird. This is actually an interesting... Bayo says, hey, any thoughts on making a Phoenix-style familiar that becomes a hatchling on hitting 20 pounds, leaving behind some cool, useful ashes? That'd be kind of neat, actually. A familiar that, once it got to 20 pounds, like, restarted.
Hmm.
And disappeared and became its own hatchling again.
That is a pretty cool idea.
Clever.
We'll file that, Beowulf. Woof.
Beowulf. Nogard Rails says, idea for a hardy familiar. Backwards babblefish. Randomly adds any chat effect to a character's speech. Maybe it could be called the babblefish. Could also randomly change combat text to haiku or change prepositions or change things into El Vibrato or Cyborger. That sounds pretty complicated. Ooh, Doodle says, is there any particular reason or rhyme why the list of skills in the character info page is in seemingly random order? Now that's magic MySQL order. It's kind of the order in which you got them. Kind of. I think. Maybe. Magic 2729. 2729, yeah, right. Hey, JNS, I was just thinking, since there's a Mr. A Junior, there should be a Mr. A Senior. He could give plus 25% to meat from monsters from Social Security and minus 15 to all stats because he has his elderly wife nagging him.
But if there was a Mr. A Senior, that would make Mr. A the Mr. A Junior and the Mr. A Junior the Mr. A the Third.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Nobody wants that.
Hey, what's your kid's middle name?
He's got two.
Oh, right.
Bradley and Thomas, both of our dad's names.
You named them after the lead singer of Sublime, and...
We took, Bradley Newell from Sublime and Rob Thomas. Our two favorite musicians. I mean, people ask us why we went with the double middle name, but... We try picking one dad's name to use as the middle name if you're only planning on having one kid and see how popular you are at the other dad's table. Plus, I always like William.
I feel like both of the dads are just going to think that you're a pussy for not picking one at this point.
My dad was already kind of peeved that his wasn't first.
Seriously?
No, I mean, not pissed, but like he actually said, hey, Thomas Bradley sounds cool too.
You could have just named it, like, Brahmas Tadley.
Uh-huh. Or just Brahmas.
Zero Blah links to the Nirvana plus Rick Astley mashup for Mr. Skull. Please don't ever play that. They don't understand what mashups are supposed to sound like.
And they just play both songs at the same time?
Well, no, they play the vocals from Never Gonna Give You Up, and, like, timing-wise, it matches up, but it's not... It's like dissonant all the time. They just don't... God. Somebody just... They're doing it wrong.
Yeah, I think that there are people who don't understand that the, like, chord structure and melody kind of thing, and Like, that sounds a little weird, and I don't know why, but it's not that different from the other mashups I've heard, so.
Dr. Motive says, we should smith a can of black paint with a shirt kit to make a coat of paint.
Hey. We could, that would be kind of a shout-out to Laura Schoberg.
Oh, yeah, right, because it was, yeah, I forgot about that.
Is the typo on Dizzy with Rage intentional to make people even more ragey, or? It says, you're so angry you can't see straight, it's making you kinda of clumsy.
Kinda of clumsy?
Yeah.
No, that's not on purpose.
I guess you, the only time that you could say, use that structure correctly is, hey, that guy that plays KOL, he's kinda of the hill people.
Yeah.
I could add.
Hutton says, there should be a command to get the current KOL date so you don't have to exit chat or ask somebody in chat or check off site. Yeah, I could see that.
Check off site? The dude from Star Trek keeps track of our dates?
B/date. But then people would want to target another player to go on a virtual date with them.
Mm-hmm.
Or to eat a date.
How is our KOL marriage system coming along, by the way? We've been developing that for years now.
Yeah, see, it's all C.D. Moyer's baby, because he's the only heart among us.
I've written so much content for that, though.
Yeah, it would be a shame if that all went to waste.
Like, the only reason I got married was to research that.
Yeah. And as T says, so why does the Seal Clubber skill Rage of the Reindeer give an extra bonus, or why... So does the Seal Clubber skill Rage of the Reindeer give an extra bonus when fighting Hodgman? If not, much like Stoner's Pot Palace, its description is blatant false advertising. What's Stoner's Pot Palace? Do you
probably
know what
a
Stoner's
place that,
Pot Palace is?
Probably a store that doesn't sell marijuana.
Mm-hmm. I mean, are there any stores that sell marijuana?
There apparently are in California, because there's an application for the iPhone now that will let you find them.
Huh.
As I gather that they've essentially decriminalized marijuana in California.
Huh. And you go in and there's a doctor, and he says, you're looking kind of anxious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me write you a prescription.
Yeah, unless you're at a gay wedding, you can smoke weed.
Definitely not. Ted Pro says, you should just make Heartbreakers Hotel beat up anyone who goes inside, just so it does something. Also, it would be pleasantly bad moonish. We're actually gonna roll out Heartbreakers Hotel, and it's awesome, crazy, awesome amount of function and content. That's awesome. Pretty soon, I just decided to make a liar of myself. Seymour had an awesome idea. Lord Spooky Raven says, what rhymes with walk? Well, block, chalk,
cough,
knock. Talk. Knock, knock, as in knock, knock, who's there? Kenny. Kenny who? Kenny Rogers. Or knock, knock, who's there? The who? The Rock.
Hmm.
That rhymes with walk at both the beginning and the end.
You could say knock, knock, who's there? Who? The who? Yeah? The who?
Knock, knock, who's on first?
Right.
Orange. I heard a funny meta joke. So, a guy and his son get into a car accident, and the guy is killed, and the son is rushed to the hospital, and the surgeon walks in and says, I can't operate on this boy. I'm a woman. Which led Mr. Mag to talk about how he had taught his daughter the sort of orange, you glad I didn't say banana, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Knock-knock joke before she understood regular knock-knock jokes.
And before so, teaching her to say the orange one over and over again, right?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So, like, she knows the meta joke, but not the regular joke.
Maybe I should do that with Ollie. Just tell him about the Buddhist going up to the hot dog vendor and saying, can you help me reach Nirvana?
Right. You can't teach her about the Michael Jackson hamburger at McDonald's.
Right.
Michael Jackson has sex with little kids. I guess he doesn't.
Well, I like to believe that somewhere in heaven, Michael Jackson is having sex with all the little boys that he wants to. But also in heaven, Michael Jackson is 10 years old, so
fine. Yeah.
That was a joke that got your inappropriate reflex. That's entertaining.
The what?
My joke just then, that elicited a groan from you.
No.
That's fantastic.
No, I said it's all right. It's all right because in heaven he's 10, so it's okay for him to have sex with other 10-year-old boys because the only person who it is appropriate for them to have sex with a 10-year-old boy is another 10-year-old boy. Yeah.
It's kind of like how everything tastes better when it's sitting on a Ritz.
Right. Maybe the entire universe is just atop a daisy chain of 10-year-old boys leading all the way down to infinity. Poot says, longtime fan, first time writer. Is Jake accepting any interns or more appropriately named peons at the KOL headquarters? I don't know. We didn't end up getting around to getting an intern this year. Maybe next year.
None of us ever peed on Haggis.
It's true. I mean, really, you shouldn't come to be an intern this year because your uncle still needs you on the moisture farm, you know, and there's always next year.
Yeah.
Didn't he want to go join the Empire Academy? It's a good thing they stopped him.
I thought he was joining the Rebel Alliance, but...
But I don't think the Rebels had, like, a school.
That's true.
I think he wanted to go join the Empire. He wanted to go to the TIE Fighter Flying Academy.
Yeah, he wanted to do the same thing that Wade and Biggs were doing, though.
Wedge and Biggs?
Bob and Fred.
I think he wanted to join the Empire Academy, man. And so Uncle Owen single-handedly stopped Luke from turning into a stormtrooper. Didn't make any sense, because he wasn't a clone, so they wouldn't have let him in.
That'd be weird if the Empire had an academy. They just keep turning down applications.
Yeah.
I think Luke wanted to go to Hogwarts.
That's probably it. Or he wanted to just wait a long, long time and go to, like, the United States Air Force Academy.
Mm-hmm. If I could just get out of this galaxy... Go far, far away.
Evangelion Q says, can you please add more random items to the heap I refuse choice encounter? It would be so much more fun to get something more somethings old, weird, or unexpected as a result. I mean, there's already like 100 items in the list that you can get from that.
Are there any that you can only get that way?
Yeah, the double-sided tape thing.
Mm-hmm. I still have only seen a corner of both of the clan dungeons.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not good enough at this game to play the slime tube. And I'm not good enough in my clan to play any of the Hobopolis runs.
You could just go into the Spindlers and read all the content.
Yeah.
Or you can just read about it on the wiki.
I gotta say, when we get this comic published one way or t'other, we're gonna need to have a shout-out to the wiki on it. There was a day that I was writing it on it that the wiki was down, and it made it nigh impossible. I was asking in chat, like, hey, who are the people in the guild store for the Disco Bandits?
Right. And for those of you who don't know, Mr. Skullhead is not constantly hitting a bong. Mr. Skullhead is smoking tobacco out of a hookah.
As long as the man lets me.
Jules Defunk says, what came first, the chicken or the egg? I prefer to answer that in the same way that the Beastie Boys did, which is to say, I ate the chicken, and then I ate his leg.
I see.
Evangelion Q also says, will Grandma wake up and reveal the new underwater zone anytime soon? It's probably going to be a couple months, at least. Mm-hmm. I've heard vague rumors in chat rooms that you've started working on NS-15. Can you confirm? No.
We can deny.
Asking if there are going to be any new leprechaun or kokobo-type turtlekin familiars. And nah. And can you add a turtling rod that can be held as an accessory rather than an offhand? No, that's part of the cost of getting those turtles. It is the sacrifice of your offhand slot. Mm-hmm. Which I know is a slot that is very important to you turtle-taming types with your shields and your shield-butting and your nice lady.
Yes.
Why isn't there a trophy related to the sea, says Evangie and Q. Oh, isn't there? I would argue that there are 7 undiscovered trophies related to the sea. And then he says, why isn't there a trophy related to Hobopolis? We kind of decided during the creation of Hobopolis, and this is one of those things that we decided probably just in order to change our minds about later, that clan dungeon stuff was going to lead to clan trophies, and we would not put regular trophies into clan dungeons. We would leave the regular trophies in the purview of things that did not ever require multiple people to get them. And
it's very important to us that people are always able to get all of the trophies.
Yeah, because this is a game for completionists. Mm. If you cannot get every single thing that you want, then we have failed.
Yes.
Mr. Moxie says, will you ever introduce a squeegee item? Yes. That we already did. The Ouija squeegee for the hobo spirit. Taraman Queen says, why isn't there a use multiple link for the wad of dough? Because there is the rolling pin and the unrolling pin, and that's a joke that I like.
And it's hilarious.
It is hilarious. Van Jan Q says, I'm also hearing rumors in the chat channels. Damn, rumors, man.
Yeah.
This guy's got more rumors than Fleetwood Mac. That Grandma's Next Season will have an underwater fairy type, a sea monkey as a quest reward. Can you comment? I'm not going to probably give you a sea monkey familiar because the sea monkeys are intelligent. That'd be like getting a hippie familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Or
hey, we should add a hippie familiar.
Penguin familiar. Okay, everybody who sends in ideas about an effect called diarrhea, knock it off. We're not putting a diarrhea effect into the game. We don't roll with the toilet humor around these parts.
Especially since we redid the Haiku Dungeon.
Yeah. No fart jokes.
There's a pee joke in the haunted bathroom. That's about
there
it.
There is?
Yeah, there's the whole thing where you suddenly experience the urge to pee that you've never had before. Mm-hmm. But Moaning Myrtle's in the toilet. So you don't pee and then you have your number one problem.
I see. I get it. We should remove that, because there's no toilet humor in this game.
I wouldn't call it humor.
Yeah. Let's see. Dragon Tamer says, love the grimy Reaper outfit, but shouldn't you sound like this in chat? Yeah, a chat effect that makes people talk in all caps. That's exactly the kind of thing that I want.
You know what we should do is we should have them talk in all caps, but have the font size be reduced by a half.
Yeah.
So tiny all caps.
Reduced by half, so like doubled.
Reduced in half. Eat a dick.
Reduced.
Uh-oh. Did we lose the stream?
No. I'm an annoying dork. Did we lose the streams?
No, we lost nothing.
Did we cross them? Because that would be bad.
At least, apparently...
I'm talking total protonic reversal.
Apparently in the PlayStation 3 version of the Ghostbusters game, you were not supposed to cross the streams. That was something that... Zero Punctuation was ranting about that it's impossible to see what's going on because of all the cool particle effects.
Yeah.
And then you're not supposed to cross the streams. And
yeah. Have you been watching that regularly?
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking good. Wonder if he'll go to Comic-Con. Mr. Moxie says, the current graphic for the cog looks like a cam. I mean, a cog is really the same thing as a sprocket, right? I'm sure it's a low priority, but will this ever be fixed? No. Cogs, cams in KOL are called cogs. The admonished one says, new tome for January's item of the month. I'd like to say yes. Parse says, bad idea time. Mark roofies as bartending ingredients.
People would love that.
Crazy Corey says, why does the slimeling need to see better? Because it's... Everything needs to see better. if you could see better, you could, like, look through the walls of the girls' locker room. Imagine that, dude.
Back in the day when PG-rated movies could have a bunch of boobs in them.
Mm-hmm. Did the new Harry Potter movie have boobs in it because it was PG?
No, because it's not the 80s anymore.
Did they say shit, or I guess shite?
I think in a PG, you don't get one fuck. You get one fuck in PG-13. I'm not sure about the shit policy.
Wait, really? You get one fuck in PG-13?
Yeah.
Huh.
There was some horror movie a while ago that was clearly edited down from an R. So one guy says, this is fucked up, and then the rest of the time people say, like, thank you! Seriously, like, thank you! Thank your mother! Thank you and your... Go thank yourself.
Thank you and the horse you rode in on.
Right.
I've always thought that was actually kind of a clever, a sarcastic way of thanking someone, saying thank you and the horse you rode in on.
You've always thought that, eh?
Yeah. Big Nig Rig says, Jick, is there any way you could add a donation option to use those prepaid gift cards, i.e. American Express, Visa, etc.? You can use those through PayPal. They're same as everything else. Giuseppe says, please fix slime skills such that ravioli / wisdom affect them. I don't know that that's actually fixing them so much as, like, deciding how that kind of thing is. Because it's a little weird. I feel like if you have 100 max MP and you put on something that has plus 10 max MP, you expect to have 110 max MP, right? If you have 100 max MP and wisdom of the elder tortoises to give you, you know, 50% additional mana or whatever, maybe that's not what it actually does, but bear with me here. So then you got 150, you put on something that's plus 10, you would expect it to give you 160, right? Like, you don't want flat MP bonuses to be multiplied by some other MP multiplier that you have. That's just a skill that affects your native MP. And so I think that it's fine the way that it is, unless there's something weird going on that I don't know about where other bonuses are being multiplied by that. If they are, it is not because it was like a design decision that we made. It is an order of operations thing in the code that populates the player object from the database. So, yeah. That's what I have to say about that. Final Stuff says, why on the Path Oxygenarian do you get 3 worthless goat cheese pizzas from the Leap Trapsaur? Why on the Path Oxygenarian do you get worthless booze from the bartender? Why did the Knob Goblins drop worthless cottage cheese? Why in the Haunted Kitchen do you get worthless bottles of Pop Skull? Because they're only worthless to you because you're oxygenarian, man. And not everybody's an oxygenarian, man.
You freaking me out, man.
I think I'm turning into a sheep, man.
Oh my god, man, you're turning into a sheep, man.
Exactor 2 says, how about the little automatic VIP pull? I'm a freaking VIP.
Check me out, I'm a freaking pope.
What's that from?
Family Guy.
You know who I miss? Is Father Guido Sarducci.
Yeah, he never comes around anymore.
Yeah. We should have him over for breakfast. should we call him or nudge him? how do you like your eggs? Unfertilized?
That much is true. Though recently, I think when Lyania was here and she was making the cake for the baby shower, she cracked open an egg, and there was a baby chicken in there, and she was so traumatized that I had to test break all of the other eggs she was using in her recipe.
Wow, how big was it?
And about the size of an egg.
Really?
Yeah, just, well, it was like maybe 3/4 the size of an egg, and then some goo and some blood, and yeah, it's fucking nasty, man.
Wow. Did you get the eggs at, like, a farmer's market or something?
No, that's a weird thing. I'm pretty sure those were store-bought eggs. Yeah, because the farmer's market wasn't open yet.
Huh. I've never had that. I've never even had... I don't think an egg from the grocery store... I've never even seen it with, like, the little red spot in the yolk. Yeah, that would be pretty disconcerting. I have to think. I have to imagine that if I was making something with eggs and crack one open and it had like a mostly full-sized baby chicken in it, that I would probably lose my appetite pretty quickly.
Yeah, I might gorge Rose. Thankfully, the ensuing cake was delicious enough that I was able to overcome that.
Yeah. Big Nigrig also wrote, how many things have you implemented that haven't been found yet, i.e. a haunted barbershop or an underground spice drug ring? That's weird examples. Flothole says, ever play I Want to Be the Guy? I tried to play I Want to Be the Guy. I'm not up for that kind of, you know, N Plus is about the level of platformer cruelty that I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had enough of it, you know. N Plus was great. I played through the multiplayer levels on the Xbox Live Arcade version, and that was just a tremendous amount of fun because they were so hard and it required both people to just play perfectly. And so you would just spend, you know, hundreds of attempts going through these incredibly difficult levels. But, like, the satisfaction of pulling it off was so great, and the fact that that satisfaction was being shared with another person made it, like, more than doubly great.
Hmm.
That was a fun time. That was a fun couple of evenings that I had. Tackless Cat says, I'm solo slime tubing for a month in Aftercore, and I really miss my clan chats. Is there any chance we could monitor clan chats in clans we're whitelisted in? That would be incredibly tricky on the back end, because all clan channels are actually the same channel. It's just that when you're in that channel, the chatter in that channel is being filtered by clan. So it would be very difficult. It wouldn't be difficult to have you listening to the clans that you were whitelisted in, because, you know, just store a session variable if you had it turned on to whichever ones you were listening to. The interface for which ones you were listening to, I feel like there's a lot of ways that that could work, and most of them are not particularly good or intuitive. But, like, deciding which one you're going to talk in is, I don't even know how we would go about conceiving of how that would work or what it would look like. Because that's messy. You know, they're all just named clan.
Yeah. Dream Thief says, is the traveling traitor ever coming back? Maybe we could do like a Hamsar kind of thing and have the traveling traitor come in. And he just takes your meat and doesn't give you anything back because he's a total dick. Oh, I'm sorry. Mike Mills Jr. says the chair thing was the Passion of the Christ, not the Last Temptation. That's true. Passion of the Christ was the Jesus Chainsaw Massacre. The Last Temptation of Christ was Willem Dafoe as Jesus, and there was a tiger, and that was pretty much like, what if... So the Passion of the Christ was, what if the story of Jesus was a horror movie? The Last Temptation of Christ was, what if Jesus dropped a bunch of acid?
Mm-hmm. And saw a tiger?
There's a... maybe a lion. No, it's a tiger, because a lion would have made fucking sense.
Was it burning bright in the forest of the night? And did he wonder what immortal hand or eye framed its fearful symmetry? But then he was like, oh yeah, it was by Dad.
Right.
I remember seeing it in his workshop.
I like the idea of God just having a, like a tool shed. He's got things half put together.
What if he was one of us? Just a slob like one of us.
Slob like one of you.
Yeah, right. Are we ready to not be on El Radio no more?
We don't have a Dave Speculum yet.
We don't. I'm getting itchy to go over to ye olde Irish. I was thinking it'd be funny if they put E's at the end of every letter, so it was like ye olde Irish pube.
Yes.
But I don't really want to go to an old Irish pube.
I'm sure that any place where people wear kilts, you're going to get some old Irish pubes.
Or Scottish pubes, as it were. The Irishmen wear kilts?
There were all kinds of kilts at the Irish fair. So either Irish people wear kilts or they do now because, I don't know, in our homogenous society, one's as good as the other.
Nope, sorry. I forgot to turn my damn phone ringer off before the show, apparently. So yesterday, were you paying attention to the Twitter? Yesterday, I dropped my friggin' iPhone off of the balcony of this apartment.
Oh.
And it's fine.
Hmm.
Fell 10 or 12 feet onto concrete. Or maybe that was the day before yesterday. Or the day before that. I don't know.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I was fucking amazed. I would have been super pissed if it had broken, because I would have just been without a phone for the entirety of Comic-Con.
Hmm. Lilac says, went to Nerdapalooza last weekend, it was awesome. Front's kind of hard to talk to, but Luke Ski was super chill. Have you guys heard MCRT's KOL stuff? Yes, I've heard MCRT's KOL stuff. Frontalot's a super friendly guy, but I get the feeling he's occasionally overwhelmed by the fan base.
Yeah.
Not that Lilac is like a slobbering fanboy or anything, but it takes a little bit for Front to relax.
There are definitely times when if somebody had only met me for 10 seconds, they would think that I was very difficult to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the grips of a con freak out or whatever. Like when I just start screaming, con!
Yeah, if that were about us, it would be, I went to Comic-Con, Jake's kind of hard to talk to, but Scully was super chill.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, apparently we're having a little bit of computer trouble with Dave Speck. He's on the case, but if we can answer a couple more questions, we should.
What? A couple more questions?
We took a long music break. Come on now.
Sure. Pizza shut-in said, what a weird... please implement another use for empty Agua de Vida bottles. Pulverizing into a twinkly wad or exchanging them into a recycling center for 5 meat or something would be cool. But, like, that's better than just adventuring in them and seeing all of our awesome stuff that rules.
Yeah, I mean, geez.
King Stupid says, Scully, can you recommend a good campground for me to take the family to in southern Minnesota? Is there camping in southern Minnesota?
Yeah.
What do you like, camp in a swamp?
No, there's
forests. Or on a snowbank?
There are woods, and the woods surround lakes, and you can...
Are they lovely, dark, and deep? The lakes, I mean?
Yeah, the woods, not so much. Not so dark. And kind of shallow, actually. If you listen to the trees, they're just all talking about how they liked the last episode of The Hills.
Oh, yeah? Well, I mean, they live in a forest, so the hills are particularly interesting to them.
Right. You know? Did you see that episode of The Hills? Yeah, they just, like, sat there.
Being at a totally different angle than the shit we're on. I guess there are forests in hills.
I saw my first actual hill in the state of Minnesota a couple weekends ago. So we went to Duluth, which is pretty much the San Francisco of Minnesota. I mean, I didn't explore to see if it had the culture and the gaiety of San Francisco, but, like, a lot of narrow and hilly streets.
I see. It's like, I was wondering how you meant.
We came over, a rise, and I was looking down on a city and out Lake Superior. Like, wow, I don't think I've had a view from, like, looking down on a landscape since I moved here.
That's a nice thing about living out in the mountains.
There are mountains?
Mm-hmm. Get Fresh says, Satoshi wished to ask Jake, concerning the chat effects, how come it seems like there are long periods of time in which none of them will trigger? Well, you know, if you flipped a coin over and over again, you'd be like, how come it seems like there are long periods of time in which I flip a lot of tails? It's just, it's gonna happen when stuff happens randomly, right?
Yep.
Let's see. GetFresh says, I would like to ask Jake about the possibility of having the chat in-game become IRC accessible, where we log on to IRCNet with our in-game nicks and our in-game passes to use that for chatting. Oh, weird. Also, I heard Jake was at Comic-Con, and so I missed him since I had to do Otakon as a panelist, so I wonder if in the future Jake would be having panels at Otakon. What's Otakon? Is that about otaku?
I don't know. GetFresh, tell us what Otak... I keep saying Otakon, but I suppose it's Otakon.
Yeah, I don't think there's a good way to see it, say it, pronounce it.
The Comic-Con and Otakon are not consecutive, or concurrent this year.
Were they last year?
I guess that's what it was.
In the United States, focusing on East Asian popular culture, primarily anime, manga, music, and cinema, and its fandom. I'm not, not going to go to that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that we wouldn't have much to say about that thing.
It's in Baltimore, and I hate Asians. Except for Asian women, because I love their sideways vaginas.
Mm-hmm. You know, Sideways Vagina was a great porno movie. It's about this guy who really likes wine and sex. Paul Giamatti was fantastic in that, reprising his role from Sideways.
Well, so I just tried to go to urbandictionarly.com, and was it actually a domain squatter? I was just thinking about Sideways the other day, the movie. Adjective, the orientation of an Asian woman's vagina.
There's still, I guess Urban Dictionary is kind of the Sniglets of a new generation. The stuff on the front page is kind of clever. Like conversational blue balls, when someone brings up a topic but immediately drops it and refuses to switch back to it. Dick magnet instead of a chick magnet. Cold jerky. Stopping masturbating altogether suddenly. I stopped masturbating suddenly every day.
What'd you say?
I stopped masturbating suddenly almost every day.
What bothers me about it is that I feel like a lot of the things that come up on Urban Dictionary are things where somebody comes up with a clever bit of wordplay and then puts it in Urban Dictionary, sort of eliminating Urban Dictionary's value.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I guess having a bunch of extra shit in it, in that it is an online dictionary, does not make it less usable.
Right.
But, like, you know, and I do, every once in a while, I will find somebody using some slang, and I will look it up on Urban Dictionary and know what it means. And, see, this is how I know that I'm getting old, right? I have to start looking up slang on the internet instead of just somehow innately knowing what it means.
Right.
Although, even when I was young, nobody ever told me anything.
Wow, I thought
I was like a mushroom. People kept me in the dark and fed me a lot of bullshit.
Wow. You should put that on Urban Dictionary.
I should put that on like, a t-shirt.
I
remember those t-shirts, like, that kid had in The Jerk? The t-shirts that just was, like, a picture of a bull's head and it said bullshit underneath it? That they sold for, like, little kids? You should get your kids shirts that have vulgarities on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought I invented the term taco stand as the opposite of a sausage fest.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, nothing's original.
It's about time for me to leave, man. Can we at least switch to music?
I suppose if you're that into your not being on the radio, you kids these days.
I'm sorry, dude. The place is like 10 minutes away, and we're supposed to be there in 20 minutes, and it's going to take a while to mobilize all these jack-offs.
I see.
I'm saying, we're supposed to be off the radio 10 minutes ago, man. I got shit to do, man. I'm like a I'm like a busy celebrity and shit, man.
Oh, yeah? Well, I got to bathe my kid and put him to bed. And
yeah?
Yeah.
Well, so you should also try and get off the radio, man. You should be in just as much of a hurry as I am.
No way, dude, because I care about the fans.
Dude, these mushrooms are about to kick in. It seriously would be a bad idea for me to stay on the radio.
Yeah, dude.
Nobody wants to... I'll mistake my microphone for Jesus, and the rest of the show will just be 4 hours of me licking the microphone.
Cunnilingus of the mic. All right, folks, well, we'll get out of here. I'll be doing some music tomorrow, and then we'll be at Comic-Con, and life will be beautiful.
Good night, everybody.
Buenas noches.